Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business.
So the people who were like, okay, well, SEO doesn't matter anymore. Nope, you're going the wrong way. It still matters. It still applies. I had a client, he does garage door repair. And nice. Someone went to ChatGPT and was like, best garage door repair companies in whatever city. And he turned up number one.
Hello, hello. Today, we're talking about AI search optimization, aka how to actually show up in a ChatGPT result with none other than Jess Freeman of Jess Creatives. Jess is an award-winning web designer and strategist who's been transforming online spaces for over a decade. And she's the kind of expert who keeps things real and lets us cut through the noise. So when I saw a banner on her website that said, learn how to show up in ChatGPT results, I immediately Voxered her and said, we gotta talk about this. And it turned into such a good conversation, not just about SEO and AI and how to stay visible in the evolving world of digital that we are in, but also because of our synergies around redefining success itself. Somewhere between the algorithms and the endless scaling advice, Jess has been building something a bit different that I can't wait to get behind. It honors the middle. It honors the now by celebrating the ordinary entrepreneur who's building a business that's profitable, purposeful, and sustainable, right? The three things we love around here. So let's drop in on our chat about AI, visibility, and making a space for a version of success that actually feels good for where we are right now. Let's listen in. Hello, hello, Jess. Thank you for being here.
Of course. I'm so excited. I always like to nerd out about SEO.
Right? Yeah, I know. Just about like all the things, you know, because like we can get on a call and be like, what you doing? Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Uh-huh. You know? Right? You know, because this is one of those beautiful like opportunities where we met because of a peer mastermind that we're in. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of worked because I sent you a random Voxer one day of a banner that you have at the top of your website, or at least at the time of recording. And it said, learn how to show up in ChatGPT results. And I sent you this photo and I was like, talk about this. I was like, let's talk about this. Because I've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. And I've wondered, you know, because a lot of people, they have dedicated a lot to like traditional SEO, right? Traditional search engine optimization. And there was this thread that was going around for a while where people were saying, well, what do we do now? You know, like we're not ranking. If anything, we're on page like 3, not because our SEO has changed, but because so much of like Google results and stuff have now been taken over by mm-hmm. like the brief at the top. Yeah. And on that one, like I chimed in and I said, I actually prefer it as a user, right? Because I just wanted an answer and now I actually got my answer. But two, when I am actually clicking on a website, I'm staying there mm-hmm. versus hunting, right? Because before when we were just being fed up a website because it had the right keywords, then it may or may not have been what we needed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we're there. Oh, no, we don't see it. We're gone. We're there. We're gone. We're there. We're gone. And now we're getting these answers. And so we're also feeling a bit more trust with the sites that we're being fed. And we're like, oh, okay, let me deep dive on this site. Let me have a look at this. And I'm more apt to buy it. I'm more apt to stay. I'm more apt to like follow all of these things. And the human that started this thread was like, oh, I've never thought about it this way. Mm-hmm. So when I saw your banner, I was like, yes, you're the first one who I've seen who wasn't like, the world's on fire, but I'll help fix it. You know,
right?
Like, I have this 3-ounce fire extinguisher. Let me help. You know, mm-hmm. type thing. And I was like, yes. I was like, let's talk about this because I see it as a positive, and I was really feeling in the minority on that.
Yeah, I mean, I love AI. I use AI a lot, and yes, I do think some of the AI overviews, the AI tools like ChatGPT or whatever, they are shifting things a little bit in SEO. I mean, I did just get an email today from one of the big SEO publications that was like, Google says that AI is not changing SEO. And I'm like, yeah, Google's trying to cover their tracks. Like,
right? Like, that's because of Gemini.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't had a chance to read the actual, you know, whatever Google said in that statement. Yeah, but I was like,
the non-clickbait headline.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, I don't think that SEO is going anywhere because showing up in the AI overviews or in ChatGPT ties into SEO.
Yeah.
Like, it all goes together. So the people who were like, okay, well, SEO doesn't matter anymore. Nope. You're going the wrong way. Like,
yeah.
It still matters. It still applies. Yes, I have seen, there's been like articles. I know people have said themselves they're getting less click-through traffic because of the AI overviews, but you can still be linked or quoted in that AI mm-hmm. overview. I've had that happen. I've had people send me screenshots and they're like, look, it says Jess Creatives, like right here in the AI overview. Like, how did you do that? And I'm like,
yes,
it's because of my SEO. Like, it's not like I paid Google to be like, hey guys, you want to link me in the overview? Right. So It all plays together, and I think it's even more important to lean into SEO right now.
100%. And I heard the term that I hear a lot is like, instead of it being called search engine optimization, that it's now being called like AISO, like AI mm-hmm. search optimization. So for anybody listening, if you're hearing a lot of AISO, that's what they're on about, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of talking about the engine, the E, then with all the little web crawlers, then that's what they're replacing it with, AISO. I don't know how much that's going to catch on because, like anything, acronyms take on 15 different meanings.
Yes.
But, you know, that's what I hear, like, all the little, like, you know, AI geek squad talking about with this. And I love this idea. And even, again, like, just as a consumer, what I've seen, real people, real things being quoted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so is this matter of is it just sticking to your guns, sticking to, you know, long tail, mid tail, knowing your keywords, or are we actually needing to like shift the planes? Are we finally going after, like, do you remember what, 5-10 years ago when it was like, quit stuffing and start doing, you know, better because this is getting more intelligent?
Mm-hmm.
Are we reaching another level? Is it going back a little bit more? You know, like, is this rewarding consistency? Like, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, because you said, you know, it's not a time to go away for it. It's time to go into it. But
yeah,
what are we looking at here? Are we looking at consistency? Are we looking at quality? Is it all the above?
I mean, obviously it's a little bit of everything, but the two kind of big things that I'm seeing are, one, a little bit more of the medium to long tail keywords
yeah.
are especially in ChatGPT and even in Google as well, because yes, people might be searching like perimenopause and weightlifting. Like, they might just search a very broad term, but a lot of times people are searching really specific long questions and trying to just like, I don't know, like how to like, I don't know how to Google this. So I'm just going to type my whole thing in either into Google or into ChatGPT. And so it might be like, if I'm in perimenopause, can I lift more than 30 pounds 3 times a week, or like, you know, like it might be something really, really specific like that. So being like leaning into more of those longer keywords, a little bit. Not that we need to ignore the shorter ones. So if you're doing keyword research and you're like, oh man, I found this like perfect phrase that's really niche and like has no competition, whatever. Not that I would say ignore it, but in that post, you want to make sure and answer some really niche questions, which is kind of the second thing I was going to say that I'm noticing is a lot of focus on questions and answering questions, which sounds kind of obvious because you're like, well, that's kind of the point of content is like educating, answering questions, informing someone on a topic. But even having maybe your blog post title be a question or having subheadings within the post be questions. Something that I have told several clients is you may need to even consider that, yes, you're writing this whole post about banana smoothies, like whatever, or sleep. And you're not just covering this whole top. I mean, yes, you're covering this whole thing, but almost think of like, is it easy for AI to just pull a paragraph out? Is it going to make sense by itself? Now, I know that can be really intimidating to think about, like, okay, does each paragraph make sense by itself? And you're like, I'm just trying to write a blog post. So like, don't overthink it, but that's answering really specific questions and not just, here's a bird's eye view of sleep hygiene, but really answering questions. Like, we're really leaning into this human, going back to good quality, especially because I don't know if you've seen a lot of people talking about this kind of AI circle. They're like, if you're using AI to write content and then it's just spitting out more AI content into the internet, and then that AI is reading the AI content and spitting out more AI, like, this is how we're going to get misinformation happening more. So you actually sounding like a human, citing research and these kinds of things, like, I think that's going to really help. I will say there's kind of two other things that I'm also noticing both with Google and AI. One, Google in the last year really leaning into topical authority. So you really honing in on just talking about one or two subjects. So for me, really focusing on putting out content about websites and SEO. Okay. So I've been like pruning some of my old blog content because I'm sure you might relate to this. As someone who's been in business for over 10 years, like, I start knowing a little bit about a lot of things.
Right?
And so I might be like, oh, like, I could talk about social media, like maybe not social media strategy, but like I have really old blog posts about like making nicely designed social media graphics. So when I used to like talk a lot about design, okay, well that is a little out of my realm. So like I would remove that post because we want to help Google see you as a really strong authority in this topic or in this niche or industry or some combination of those three. So having that topical authority is one really important thing. And then making sure that I mentioned earlier, citing your like citing sources, that is really, really important. Again, with the AI spitting out content and people using ChatGPT to write blogs and whatever. So if you are in a field that has credentialed experts, so like therapists, dietitians, doctors, anything like that, that can be really helpful to cite sources. But even you and I can cite sources.
Oh, yeah.
Like we can go look at the research of like consumer data and how people interact on websites and how much, you know, for me, I'd be citing like X percent of people look at websites on mobile and, you know, because there's research in every industry. So whatever it is, go find some research and include that, link to that in your post because you are you wanting to show that you are not just like making stuff up. Mm-hmm. That's important. And then the last thing I would say is I've noticed several people saying that AI specifically, not necessarily, I mean, Google, I know, also pays attention to this, but AI is also looking at, is this someone who has a presence all over the internet?
Oh, interesting. Okay, so multiple platforms, multiple yes. places for voices.
Yes. Now, I don't take that to mean like, okay, has Tracy posted on Instagram in the last 3 days? And has Jessica posted on Threads in the last 3 days? Like, I don't think the AI is necessarily looking at that. Don't quote me on that, but I don't get that sense of like, okay, great. Now we have to show up everywhere every single day. I think it's just, are you quoted in other articles? Do you have a presence on multiple platforms where AI can learn and see like, okay, so this isn't just Jess, some blogger who's like making up crap in her house and putting it on one little website that has really good SEO. It's someone who has a presence online. So like thinking about that.
Yeah, this sounds like multiple avenues of authority.
Yes.
Right. So it's that honed in topic. So that way, you know, it really well, and you're really focusing in on it, and you know, like, you know, what sources to go to, who to quote, what research to look at, you know, what questions people are asking, how to answer those questions, mm-hmm. you know, what people are want, like what they're wanting. So that way they can parse from you and take those mm-hmm. little paragraphs, take those little answers. And that you're showing up in multiple places so that way people can find you on their own. Mm-hmm. But then that also makes the AI be able to find you easier.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm curious about it being kind of beyond the blog, like mm-hmm. just on your actual website.
Yes.
Is that still traditional SEO, or are we talking about, you know, like on a homepage, answering a couple of questions, you know, like within the narrative portions of the paragraphs, so that mm-hmm. way it can also be parsed?
So that is something else that I've seen, because a lot of people are showing up when people ask, like, who is the best business coach for da-da-da-da-da, or who is it? Like, I had a client, he does garage door repair, and nice. Someone went to ChatGPT and was like, best garage door repair companies in whatever city, and he turned up number one.
Even though exactly what you want, right?
Yes, which right? I mean,
beyond having to name yourself like AAAA number one, you know,
right? And I will say, this was 6 months, maybe less than a year after we launched his website. He did not even have a website before that, so it's not like, oh, well, you've been around for 10 years, like, so you should. He does not have, you know, like, oh, Tampa garage door, you know, like, it wasn't like some of these names. It's like, well, yeah, it's easy for you to show up in SEO mm-hmm. because it's a very basic name. And there were competitors, because I did the same search whenever this client told me, because I was like, oh, I was just curious if it would depend on your own prior search history or your location or anything.
Yeah.
And so I just was like, I wonder what will show up for me. And there were other companies that did have like very basic names that are very SEO friendly, but my client showed up first, and I was like, what?
Nice.
Okay, great. So I think it does still apply to just homepages, about pages, that kind of thing. Okay. One, I think, again, if you have a very specific and strong niche, I think that in itself can really help, because you're already mentioning, you're hopefully already mentioning that, talking about that in your copy and in your SEO. So if you are a business coach for interior designers or something really, really specific, hopefully you would have the copy and messaging to reflect that, as well as the SEO, so that when people, if someone goes to ChatGPT looking for that, it's like, oh, look, you like are showing up because you have this relevant information. I have seen recommendations of including FAQ on almost every single page of your website.
Interesting.
To help with SEO and showing up in AI.
Because again, that question answer idea, yes. Is that like where that's coming from?
Okay. Yes. I don't love this because I think as a user, I feel like it would be a little weird if I'm scrolling and then there's like an FAQ accordion on the homepage.
Yeah.
So I tend to, like you said, kind of answering questions naturally in the copy.
Yeah.
And like working the question and answer into the copy somehow, like that could potentially work better. But again, even if, I mean, I have some clients who I'm like, you could just create a small little library of like 10, 12 articles to help with showing up in AI and hopefully some SEO and kind of testing that versus having to blog in an ongoing basis. So,
and I was saying about that, like, as you're saying blogs, like, this is where we can look at like, what kind of content can we repurpose, right? Because this can include podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And so like straight transcripts, or the transcripts need to be like, altered for it to, you know, to be more of a blog style. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You definitely want to tweak that to read more like an actual blog post. So,
But it's a good starting point.
Yes.
To help with this AISO situation. Because meaning like it matters now. So if you never paid attention to it before, or you only did the bare minimum, it's like, this is a time to get on it, but you don't have to suddenly become an award-winning blogger with a book deal. It's like, use whatever you got, you know, like a theme of Instagram post, if that was your jam, a theme of threads, if that was your jam, a theme of podcast. Like I do Ask Me Anything podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or even this one can be like a guest episode that becomes a guest, you know, blog, which then of course has those backlinks and all that other kind of stuff.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So all of that is good. And it used to be, I mean, several years ago, even when I first started podcasting and learning about SEO and doing SEO for people, like I would say, yeah, like just put the transcript up on your blog, like that'll help with SEO. And now Google is so much smarter. I mean, not that they weren't smart 8 years ago, but like,
trained.
But they are getting even smarter. And I mean, users don't want to scroll through just a copy and pasted transcript where when we talk over each other, it's like, oh, and then like, it doesn't make any sense. Like users don't want to read through this super long transcript. And then again, thinking back to like, oh, does this paragraph make sense when you pull it out by yourself? Pull it out by itself, I should say. AI is not going to be able to do that with your transcript necessarily. Like, you know, like it's not going to be like minute 2 and 5 seconds. Da, 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 da. Like that's not going to show up in an AI overview. And so whether you write a corresponding blog post that's on a similar topic, I have an AI tool that I use for like all of my transcripts, like to get transcripts and all this, you know, repurposed content, and I have it do a blog post. So it's instructed not to add anything, just kind of reformat so that it reads more like, oh, and then Tracy said, da 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 da, and Jess asked why this, and you know, whatever. And so it reads easier. It has headlines in there to break it up, and it makes it easier to digest so that Google also sees like, okay, this is like a good piece of content and not just a mass of text that no one wants to read, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because like it makes so much sense whenever we're laughing back and forth or, you know, having these things if you're listening. But whenever you're trying to read it, it's like, what is happening? I have no idea. Right. Or like trying to skim it. It doesn't make any sense. It's that old rule. Right. It's like always change it to the platform that it's going on.
Yes.
Yeah. And now we have these beautiful AI tools that make it so much easier. Mm-hmm. And I have a link to one that is a fantastic price. If anybody wants it, I will include it in the bio. In the bio. Good Lord. What's wrong with me today? It will be in the show notes. As always, there will be a link in the show notes for all the resources. And that will include a link to the tool. So that way it will help you repurpose to make it easier. But that, I mean, honestly, that was something that was like, oh yeah, I'll get to it. Oh yeah, I'll get to it. and I just hadn't gotten to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because even the podcast has its own website episode, but it's, you know, it's like, it's the little blocks that say like what it's for, and you can either play it or you can look at the show notes and you can look at all the things. And then that's where it stopped so far.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's on the project of things to do that hasn't just gotten done. And it's like, okay, yeah, this maybe needs to go up a little higher courtesy of AISO.
Yes, right? Yes. And it, I mean, it pains me so greatly when I see podcasters who don't even put episodes up on their website. And I'm like, why? Like, it should be on your website. Like, please put it up
and
there.
And there's a widget for that.
Yeah. I'm like,
you don't actually have to do it yourself.
Yeah. I'm like, please do that. Because I like, it needs to be up there. But then I know people who go through all of the steps to have each episode has its own blog post, its own custom graphic. Here's a bullet points, a recap, links to this, that, and the other, and then that's it. And I'm like, this is not helping your SEO. Like, you could just do one. I know you're already doing all these steps, but you could do like one more step,
which
and then
is
doing the like blog post transcript called turned into a blog post, and that would help the SEO so much more. Like, either in addition to that, or skipping the little bulleted list thing and going straight for the full blog post. Because I'm like, you're already like having a team member do all this, and there's so much potential, and it's just sitting there. And like,
which mine is just a widget. It's you know, it's a widget where my website talks to my podcast. So I use Kajabi and Captivate, and the two talk to each other and they autofill. So me, the team, we do jack shit. And it just happens, which is why it happens.
Yeah.
But and we have like, you know, the little bullet points that take place in the show notes. But we are still missing, as you said, the blog part.
The blog post part. Yes.
We're still missing that big piece. So I will happily feel called out on this, because I was the one that was like, tell me about this. I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, so when we're thinking about where this is heading over the next year. Like, what are your, is this a feeling? Are you seeing trends? Like, is there something that you're like really excited about for it? Because, I mean, I'm still thinking about it as a consumer, and I love it, because I am someone who actually will put something into Google and would like not get anything back.
Yeah.
And people have been fascinated, like, how are you not getting results? And I'm like, because apparently I don't speak like normal people. I apparently don't speak in keywords, because what I'm asking doesn't happen. And there's been many a times where I tell somebody what I want and I'm like, will you type this for me? Or like, will you ask it?
Yeah.
Whereas with AI, I always get back what I want.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, finally, my questions are getting answered.
Yes. Well, now I'm curious. I'm like, now I want you, next time you Google something, or well, maybe you just go straight to chat now. But if next time you're like, this is what I Googled and I got no results, like, you should ping me, and I will, because now I want to know.
Right. Like, I'll be the official tester for all of your clients. It's like, does this pass the Tracy test?
Yes. To be honest, I'm not really sure, like, what's going to keep happening. Cause I know like chat keeps getting smarter and smarter and more evolved. And like, so does Google and AI overview. And like, it feels like so far this year, there's been like a monthly new update of like, okay, well now this has changed. So I'm like, I have no idea where it's going to be a year from now. I just know that AI is tied into the SEO. And so people just being like, oh, well, SEO's dead. I know I said this earlier, but I'm like, it's not. Like, they're not going to page 72 and right. being like, here's what Annie said in 2013 about how to make apple pie. Like, you know, like it, they are, and I will say, but also to clarify, you do not have to be in the first spot. Like, you don't have to be quote unquote like ranking number one to be quoted in the AI overview or to be cited in ChatGPT. So it's not necessarily still a race to the top spot. Again, yeah. That goes back to the topical authority, how well you are answering the question, how specific you are. That's what matters more. So even if Bob like keyword stuffed his entire website and made it to spot one, doesn't mean he's actually answering this very specific question. And like, I mean, I mentioned earlier, someone had sent me a screenshot about like, you're linked in the AI overview. It was a blog post about a CRM that dietitians use. And I have a blog post about it. And I don't remember if I could see her question in her screenshot, but it was like a very specific question about like using the CRM for like group programs and courses and that kind of thing. And I have one little section in my blog post that talks about like, yes, you can use this because there's like video calls and blah, 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 like built in so you can use it for your group program. Wasn't even a whole post. It was like, it was a very comprehensive post, but it was like right there and just
ready for parsing, just ready. Pick it up.
And I was like, okay, well, and that CRM has really good SEO. Like they have a lot of blogs, tutorials, you know, knowledge base, all the things. And I was like, oh, like they quoted me and not the platform. Like, okay, that's interesting. So again, I think that human language helped pick it up. Like I know that humans are also writing for the platform in all their blogs too, but sometimes we use more customer language and not just, oh, this is what we're calling it internally, you know, at our, at our office. So I think there's going to be more and more of that. And I do know, like you were saying, you know, you look at the AI overview and you like it. And I mean, I do too. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, that answers it. And sometimes it doesn't. But I know so many people who hate the AI. Like they deliberately ignore it.
So they're like, no.
Yeah. So, and there are so many people who intentionally avoid using ChatGPT or any AI tools. And so just like, I tell people when they're like, oh, but I have 50,000 followers on Instagram. Like, why do I need a website? Why do I need SEO? Because there are people who, well, yes, that's a whole other episode.
I know, but, right?
Like, but
that's tomorrow.
Never yeah. But I'm like, because there are so many people who don't use Instagram. And I know that, you know, for some people, Tracy's raising her hand. My husband, I mean, technically my husband is on Instagram, but he just scrolls through funny, like, reels. Yeah. He doesn't, if he posts, it's like, happy birthday, Jessica. Like, he's not really an Instagram user. My sister, not really, same. Like, she occasionally logs on and might look at something, but she's not really on Instagram. Like, and so just because you operate a certain way with Instagram or with your website or with Google searches doesn't mean that is how everyone else uses it.
Right.
And I feel like I have to remind my clients of this a lot. I'm like, well, just because you operate this way doesn't mean
to.
Yes. Doesn't mean that that's how all users act or search or whatever. And so that's why, again, the whole presence online and having that help your SEO and help with the AI stuff. Even if you're like, I hate AI. Okay, well, your ideal clients might love it. So even if you're like, I don't want to support it, like you, but your clients might be there.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And it's not like you're feeding it. It's not like you're buying sponsors. Right. It's not like anything. It's deciding whether or not to pull from your stuff.
Yes.
Don't have an account, fine. But Gemini, which is what Google's currently mm-hmm. calling their thing, they're deciding whether or not to trawl your stuff and pull it and put it in that little summary at the top. You know, you never have to open Chrome. You never have to, click on the little tab that says, AI mode, right? Like, you don't ever have to do that. But mm-hmm. on the generic, home side, whether on mobile or desktop, that's the top part that shows. And just like they web trawl everything, that's exactly what they're doing with the AI part to decide mm-hmm. what to pull from, yeah. right?
Yeah.
And so, like, for all the business owners, because I know, like, you love to help, health coaches, but you also hang out with all of, like, online business owners and people like me who teach other business owners. And it's a beautiful ecosystem, but the pace of change, the pace of adaptation, like I was saying, I was like, well, it's on the list of things to do, but it's like getting to it, mm-hmm. right? And so we're sitting here going, okay, where do we need to do these things? When do we need to do these things? What's important? What's not? And when can we just be kind of okay with where we are?
Mm. Yeah. So I have a lot of clients come to me wanting to lean more into SEO when they're really burnt out on social media. And they're okay. like, I need another pipeline. Like, I need another way to bring in clients because I don't want to have to keep showing up on Instagram every single day. So that's one thing that I see a lot is like, I went off the hamster wheel of SEO or not of SEO. I went off the hamster wheel of social media. So I'm going mm-hmm. to lean into SEO. That's what I meant. And I do like, I recognize though that you're kind of, I definitely do not feel like SEO is another hamster wheel, but it is, you're kind of like, okay, I'm going to do one less reel or two less reels or whatever a week. But in place of that, I'm going to have to write a blog post. So it's like, or whatever that trade-off looks like. And so sometimes people are like, okay, but I'm still just either way, I'm having to create content and that kind of thing. So you do have to recognize it is still, yes, you're still creating. There are ways that you can help speed it up, automate it with AI. Like I talked about the tool that I use that helps create the post and all that kind of stuff. So I think there are definitely a lot of tools that can help with that process. And so when it comes to getting started with SEO, do not feel like you have to post every single week. Like, obviously, for you with the podcast, you already are posting podcasts right. every week and that kind of thing. But I wouldn't necessarily think for you that you would need to go back to every single episode. Like, in an ideal world, sure. Yeah. Like, we could go to every single episode and add a blog post or, a nice zhuzhed up transcript or whatever you want to call it. But we don't live in an ideal world, so there may not be enough time or manpower to make that happen. And so if you had come to me and you're like, help me figure out like the best SEO opportunities, like how do I figure out like which 10 posts to start with or episodes to start with? I would look at, well, do you already have something that's ranking? And by ranking, that could be like, maybe it's on page 5. Okay, well, it's a lot easier to go from page 5 to page 1 than it is from page 100 or not even ranking, right. at all to page 1. And so starting there or like, hey, if I'm pivoting to this niche or I have some really good, podcast episodes on this very specific topic that I want to rank for. Okay, well then like, let's start with those. And so for you, it might be some of the like Ask Me Anything episodes because you're showing your expertise. Whereas, not to like insult me and myself, but like I wouldn't necessarily want to be like, okay, like start writing posts for all of your guest episodes because typically what I see a lot with podcasters is you end up ranking for your guest names.
Like, okay. Yeah.
So, which
like
can
borrowing
be
their authority.
Yeah. Which can be beneficial. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but like several years ago, I don't think I am anymore. I had interviewed one of my very close friends on my podcast. I was ranking number one for her because she hadn't done any SEO. Yeah. And so our episode on my podcast that was on my blog was ranking when you Googled her and over her own website, which was not even my goal. But so I would lean into your solo episodes and those kinds of things before I even touch the guest episodes.
Okay. So it's not a matter of from this moment forward, and it's not a matter of feeling like you have to go through all the archives before you can do anything.
Right.
It's a matter of, you know, especially like if we're talking about authority and topic specific, which ones do you want? Which ones are you really answering the questions that it's like, I want people to hear these answers. Mm-hmm. And like on a lot of the topics I do, since we're using me as an example, I am, you know, saying, oh, well, in this Forbes thing, in this Business Insider, you know, I'm talking about different citing sources, mm-hmm. right? So that can kind of be a double effort there.
Yeah.
Because I'm mentioning it on there. And then in the blog, it would just be linked accordingly, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So people can do that. What about if they're taking like the, you know, Instagram, right? So a lot of your audience, they have more social media followers.
Mm-hmm.
They have more things like that. Is it a matter of finding who they're adding or, you know, finding like what they're, does that make sense? You know, like if they are tagging other people?
In terms of like which Instagram posts that they should repurpose? Is that what you're asking?
Or? Well, the Instagram posts, but also like citing sources, right? So say that they are tagging, I don't know, the collagen people in the blue tub.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like where like it's not a sponsored one, but they're actually saying like this is working great. And, you know, their research is something.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. So they would want to make sure they're still moving those sources over if they're putting that on their website. Yeah. Okay. Is that what you were asking or?
Yeah. Yeah. Like because, you know, for a podcast, because there's more, right? It's narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're naming something specific, whereas limited characters of X or threads or, you know, a caption, a reel, a live, a whatever, right? It's a lot different. And so you're either taking one and really expanding it to turn it into more mm-hmm. meaty, or you're taking several themed ones.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Which I typically... Yeah, I'm usually telling people, like, you're going to have to take several Instagram, unless you just can go all in on it, like this one topic. But typically, I'm like, yeah, I mean, you have several posts talking about strength training. And so you could, like, combine these unless you're like, I really want to expand on this one post about leg day at the gym or, you know, like whatever. But usually I'm like, it would be better if you combine and have multiple kind of talking points on that one topic.
Yeah. And for me, this makes me think about how you encourage visibility, how you encourage doing what we can and like loving where we are.
Yes.
And loving like our business sizes and just kind of like spotlighting the kind of businesses that we are. And if you don't mind me asking about, it made me think about the next like virtual event that we were talking about the other day. That I'm excited for. I like, because the first time that you told me about it, I was like, I want in. I'm like, I'll do everything you ask. Let me
in.
I'm like, give me a banner. Yes. I'm like, I'm all about this.
Yeah. So I am hosting the Ordinary Summit on October 14th and 15th. And it was funny because it came just from a little Threads post where I was like, you know, someday I'm going to host this conference Like, I was just being funny, okay? Sometimes I like to be funny on Threads. And I was like, you will have to, like, make less than this, have less than this many followers, be in business for several years, and there will be lots of snacks because I am one of those people, like, I go for the snacks, okay? It's for anything. And people were like, sign me up. Sign me up. And I was like, guys, I was just kidding. I don't, what are y'all talking about? And people were like, no, now you have to do this. And so I was like, okay, let's start with a virtual and kind of test the waters, which as we're recording this, I haven't even selected speakers. I'm taking applications. I already have 60 applications for speakers. 60.
We are all in.
And I'm and I was like, okay. So I think people are interested. And people are on a wait list, like, to not for speaking, but just to like, oh, I want to attend, like, keep me informed. And I'm like, y'all don't even know who's speaking yet. Like, what are y'all signing up for? So but I'm really, really excited just to kind of grow this community and highlight some ordinary people. And I did a podcast recently where I said, like, I'm reclaiming the word ordinary because I'm tired of being underestimated. I know a lot of my friends are. Like, just because we're not scaling to 7 figures and have a team of 14 people, like, doesn't make us any less of a business owner. And some of us have one VA. We don't have blog posts on our website. We are like trying to, you know, juggle Instagram and clients and like, okay, now SEO, like, it's a lot. And I just want to bring together like all the best people. So
I mean the whole point of entrepreneurship is being able to live our vision.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's bringing what we wanted to bring out into the world, how we wanted to do it. You know, like, I mean, I always say it's like you didn't start this to grin and bear your way through it.
Mm-mm.
So why are we supposed to have this crazy visioning or style or whatever that someone else has decided for us? You know, it's all about being profitable and being sustainable and whatever that means for the individual, right? Maybe they did want a corporate style and a large business and multiple departments, and maybe they're hoping to sell it at some point. Great. That's a startup style. There is 100% a business model for that. I have helped many of them. There's also the people who are like, I just love having my small, lean team and the massive, massive spectrum in between. And, you know, that is the beauty and the realistic version of it. You can be so profitable and take so much home and be able to do so much for yourself, for your community, for your families, for like as much impact as you want with 50,000, 500,000, 200, 300, like everywhere in between. You know, it's all about like what you're able to do with what you have and not feeling like it's never enough, not feeling like it's never good enough, that you always have to buy yet another software, get another person, do another thing, have another whatever fictitional launch in order to do something else. And all of that is bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many different models, so many different styles. And I 100% want this celebrated because a lot of us, we make our impact in different ways, and we don't care about the kind of numbers that show up online because we care about the kind of impact we make in our communities, you know, or in our families or all these other ways. And so I thank you for being willing to tell us, especially like at time of recording, this is early, but it won't be by the time that, that you want this to come out. And it's like, I wanted people to hear your vision of this because they hear me talk about that all the time. and it's like, but now this is going to be like a place for all of us to go and hang out.
Yes.
And so, you know, I mean, a joke or not, it's like, it was something in you that was stirring that was like, why do we have to feel like we have to reach these certain things, you know, or do these certain pieces. If that's what you want, great. If you just want it for one season, great.
Right.
Right. But there's no shame in being like, yeah, no, I actually don't want to do that. Or I tried it and didn't like it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. I mean, I've had friends before that were like, what do you mean you don't want to grow an agency? Yeah. Like, what do you mean? And they didn't mean it. I know it sounds like it. It wasn't a derogatory, like,
right.
You're dumb for not.
Curiosity.
She was all about that and was like, I want to grow an agency and make a crap ton of money. And like this, you know, be able to even sell the business at some point, maybe. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to manage anybody. Like, I just want to work for like me, have a VA or two or something. Like, I just, and so we all have different visions. And yeah, I think we need to stop glorifying like, oh, like I want seven figure. Again, nothing wrong with seven figures, but like, I want to hear from other people like me. And that was one thing I heard a lot on my Threads post was like, yeah, I'm tired of hearing from, I don't want to name drop, but like some of these big gurus with number one podcasts and like whatever that are on the same stages over and over and over. And people are like, I just want to hear from people like me. Like that's what I want to hear. And so, I'm really excited for it to happen.
Same. You know, I was all about it when I heard about it, because it really like kind of plucks this string in us, you know, and gets us into it, because I think everybody is just being tired of being told that like we're wrong or that something's missing or, you know, it's not enough. And it's like, well, nobody gets to decide that but us.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of all there is. And we don't have to be in these bands. I mean, I've mentored startups and entrepreneurs for over 15 years. And there are some that I've talked to, especially like college kids, who they're like, well, I thought that's what I had to do. I had to invent something. I had to get investors, and then I had to sell it. Like they, you know, because that's the stories that they're told.
Oh, yeah.
They have to have angel investors and then they have to sell it. Like they're not even allowed to be in something forever. You know, that's just the natural order of it. And it's like, well, no, you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to sue your way back into your company like, you know, Steve Jobs did. You know, or be like a jerk to get your way back, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, like that doesn't have to be the only story. Right.
Yeah.
You know, or you're not forced to stay tiny in order to stay a part of it either.
Yeah.
You know, like there's all these in betweens. And those are the stories that often aren't told because they're not, quote unquote, as glamorous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so it's like, yeah, let's celebrate them. Let's talk about them. You know, let's do all of this. And I mean, AISO is a good way to do it because people can ask questions.
Yes.
How can I be happy at 300 grand? Mm-hmm. How can I take on interns? How can I help with like apprentices?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like if you don't want an agency, it doesn't mean that you can't have somebody come in who wants to like learn how to do it and then go off and do something else.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean that somebody can't like be with you for a little bit and then, you know, go and do something else and you're not building an agency, but yet you are passing on your passion, your love and your skill. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's like all of these mixes out there and we just need to share these stories. And that's what the other style of interviews that I do where I'm talking about the real life of it. It's those kinds of things, you know, it's like, well, what does it look like? You know, for you, what is it really like? And we get to pick that. So
yes.
Everybody get your ticket for Ordinary.
Yes.
Let's do this. I'm like proclaiming that one day this will be in person.
I have non-business friends who like sometimes see my business stuff and they were talking to me about it the other day and they were like, so like in person? And the one was like, I mean, I can help plan. I'm a good planner. And I was like, is this like a sign that like even these people are willing to like help me with this?
Yeah.
So
I told you I was all in. Let's do it.
Yeah. So I told everyone like the summit is kind of a testing ground to see like if we do in person. So if you want it in person, then sign up for the summit. And
all right. You heard her.
Yep.
You heard her. The link is in the show notes. Let's do this.
Yes.
All right. Let's make sure it's going to happen. Thank you very much for being here. And aside from ordinary, the gift for the audience as well.
Yes. So I do have a audio training that talks really in depth about ranking in ChatGPT and how to do that. So it's obviously it's free. It's like 20 minutes or something. It's like super short because I know we don't have like an hour to usually listen to these things. So I'll have Tracy put the link to that in the show notes so y'all can check it out.
That works. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Anytime.
Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. Head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.